Hey, you beautiful creature. How are you doing? A lot has been going on. It's quite alright. Life can throw us into a storm every now and then. But hey, come. Let's go on a small journey. Follow me. I'd like to take your hand now. Is it okay with you? If not, we can just walk side by side too. But if you want, I'm here for you. We're traveling on a sunny meadow. The sunlight warmly washes over us, and it caresses our skin with a feeling of understanding. There are flowers all around us. They are wild, free, as if they sprouted from nowhere, as if the earth was expressing all of its beauty as art through them. The fresh scent brings us closer to nature and reminds us of what is truly important in our lives. The grass is so soft, you can walk on it barefoot. Feel with your feet, through your soles, how comforting and great the ground feels. We arrive to the edge of a great leafy and lush forest. The trees here are large, their trunks are thick, and through their sprouting leaves the rays of light scatter softly towards the ground. We walk amongst the light pillars of the rays. In the light, you can see the particles of the soil glimmer like the dust of the wings of a butterfly. It is exquisite. Beyond the tree trunks, there's a gleam of different kind of light. Some sort of bluish, glowing wisps and intertwined with almost a hint of what appears to be pink. Like glimmering light. The light creates an atmosphere that feels somehow very safe and very familiar. Go towards it. In the middle of this forest, you discover a spring. And this spring is the source of that pinkish and bluish light. On the other side of the spring lies a little cliff, and along its rocks the water of the spring flows in tiny streams. Within those streams, in every one of them, is a tiny piece of your creativity. Each and every one of those small streams carries your thoughts, ideas, and part of the power radiating from within you. Up above the spring, in the air, the fireflies dance their creative choreography, and the purling of the flow of water is soothing. This is your spring, your very own spring. This spring is your sanctuary where nothing and no one can hurt you. It wells up with your creativity and life force. And that force is healing. Thus, this water is also healing. It has magical power that you can use. Go closer. Right next to the spring. Its water is so clear, you can see the bottom, which is full of pink round stones. The stones are glowing and they have this jade-like half-transparent coating. Lift your leg and dip your big toe into the water. Let it lead you further. First the foot, the heel, the ankle. And every moment you move further into the water, you can feel how it cleanses you. Cleanses you from all the insecurities, self-logging. It releases you from self-criticism. All that self-sabotage you occasionally cause to yourself. All that it wipes away. Step deeper and feel how the water gradually rises higher along your skin. It's cool, but not cold. It feels wonderful. Proceed further. All the way until you're right in the middle of the spring. Slow down and just be. Now there is no need to perform. You can just be there. Sometimes the greatest radiance lies in letting everything just be for a moment and not pushing. We tend to measure ourselves through the thoughts of others. It is the voice inside us that lashes us and tells us that we somehow aren't good, and it eats us so much. I understand how bad it feels. Seplepo. What if it wasn't like that? What if you didn't always need to be the giving party? What would it be like if you talked to your friends as hatefully as you sometimes call yourself inside your mind? What would happen to your journey towards your imago if you spoke to yourself nicely? If you would praise everything you have done? That how loving and good you are to others. My, how much it would take you forward if you encouraged yourself. You know what? You deserve all the love you give to others. Turn your Triyakampa energy to love yourself. At least for this moment, love yourself. Respect yourself. Sense how the water gently starts circling around you by soft, friendly flows. With its light touch, it wipes away the self-criticism, the scolding of yourself, and cleanses and heals the pain. Tensions start to relax. The feeling of pain eases and fades away. Chrysalis is beautiful. You are beautiful. Chrysalis is divine. You are divine. Keep your mind in metamorphosis. Keep yourself in divinity. Give your body a permission to love. And be whole. Now, feel how the stones under your feet start to warm up. That heat is your energy. The energy starts to intertwine around you. It permeates into your cells and strengthens them. The water starts to surge. It vibrates. It is your power. And now, I have a task for you. Soon, when I say now, your task is to raise the water of the spring into two walls on your sides so that the waterless pathway forms in front of you, a pathway you can soon walk on. Gather your energy. Feel how your hands are tingling. Feel how the energy surges inside you, how your heart is pounding and the fire inside you bursts into flames and enlightens you from inside so that everything in you starts glowing. Look up in front of you and meet the magnificent butterfly creature which radiates your divine energy. That is your energy. And soon you will create a path and move towards it because this creature is Lampropterra. Now, let the water rage. Build it into any formation you desire. Create the path and walk through it. Rise from your spring. Rise graciously. Rise with your head held high. Walk through the forest. See how the fairies, imps, and all the rest of the forest folk form a path in front of you and bows. Because in this world, you are royalty. Walk back towards the meadow, to where we began. And feel how the sun unites with your energy. How you are the sun. Radiate. Breathe. See how Lampropterra and Ryokampa dance on the field as one. My body in love.